Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Jack Barker and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the book of Daniel, chapter 3. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Azariah stood up in the fire and prayed aloud. For your name's sake, O Lord, do not deliver us up forever or make void your covenant. Do not take away your mercy from us for the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Israel, your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their offspring like the stars of heaven or the sand on the shore of the sea. For we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation, brought low everywhere in the world this day because of our sins. We have in our day no prince, prophet, or leader, no burnt offering, sacrifice, oblation, or incense, no place to offer first fruits to find favor with you, but with contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received. As though it were burnt offerings of rams and bullocks or thousands of fat lambs, so let our sacrifice be in your presence today as we follow you unreservedly. For those who trust in you cannot be put to shame. And now we follow you with our whole heart. We fear you and we pray to you. Do not let us be put to shame, but deal with us in your kindness and great mercy. Deliver us by your wonders and bring glory to your name, O Lord. When reflecting on this reading, this is obviously when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are thrown into the fire. Azariah, also known as Abednego, they're thrown into the fire, and it's this prayer that is offered up here that really gets us a really good picture of what was going on during the exile that they're in, that Daniel and his friends are going through this time of they're not a nation anymore. They're hardly even a people. Their people have been spread to the wind. They don't have a temple anymore, they hardly remember who they were, but they still trust in the Lord. And when I was praying about this, this story and then the Daniel being offered in the lion's den, these two things that just shows God's faithfulness, that God is faithful to those who trust and who pray and keep his word. And I want us to be aware of the reality that God really does keep his promises. But there is the other half where we have to keep our end up of the bargain, right? As I've gotten older, I've learned more of how the world works and of how business works. And when you sign a contract, you have to hold up your end of the bargain. You have to hold your end of the deal. And I think God is that same way. He wants to keep his word, and he wants to enter into covenant with us. But there also has to be our end of the deal. It's how love works. Love isn't just this one way exchange. It's actually this circle of love, of just giving and receiving and giving and receiving. And so as we're in Lent, I want us to really focus on the fact that this is an outward sign. They were thrown into the fire publicly, and this is an outward sign of God's trust in those who keep his promises, but also their trust in the Lord, that they are asking the Lord to save them, and he comes to their rescue because God sees their hearts and sees who they are. And he also loves Daniel and his friends and sees how they've kept his commandments. So God, I just pray for a greater trust in you this Lent, that whatever we've given up, whatever we've done this season, that we'd be able to continue in these 40 days, this sacrifice, God, that we'd be able to give you a sacrifice worthy of your name. This has been a scripture reflection on Daniel. Again, my name is Jack Parker. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel for all the ways that you've blessed us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless and have a wonderful day.